Do you cycle to work? Are you one of those keen cyclists you see out often early in the morning, you know, kind of lycra clad, even heading into the office? You might jump in the shower in the office and then, you know, that's your way to start the day. Or maybe you don't cycle to work per se. You just like, you know, going for a bit of a ride on the weekends. Well, you might be aware that just a few months ago, the New South Wales government passed legislation for stiffer penalties on cyclists. So in some cases, the fines quadrupled, and the police can now issue notices for not wearing a helmet, cycling on the footpath, and even running red lights. They're designed to increase safety, but are they working or have they gone too far? I'm joined now by Ray Rice. He is the CEO of Bicycle New South Wales to tell us his reaction to it. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Jamie.
So what do you make of it? What, you know, the news legislation's been around for a few months now. I've seen that fines have gone kind of through the roof, as it were. What's your reaction to that?
Well, what's the news yesterday that came out was that the number of fines issued in March and April this year is up by 56% on the same period last year. So, unfortunately, we weren't surprised about that because anecdotally, we were hearing this from riders. As for safety, well, does fining people increase safety? I think the jury's out on that, but we really know that better education is the way to go on these things. If you want safety, you've got to educate people.
So if we look at the change in the laws, the roads minister, I believe it was, Duncan Gay, changed the laws a few months ago. What were the changes to the laws, Ray?
Well, there were a few changes. The main change was the introduction of the minimum passing distance rule, and that's the rule where car drivers have to give bike riders 1 metre passing distance in 60 kilometres an hour or less, but 1.5 metres when over 60 kilometres an hour. That's a really positive change. We believe we still need better general education on that. Now, there are other changes to the laws at the time, which were the increases in the fine levels. Not having a helmet went up to $319. Some massive increases in fines.
So I suppose, you know, the argument for putting those fines up is that we want our cyclists to be wearing helmets, right?
Well, look, we'd like to see all road users being safe. And in getting better cycling safety just isn't always about massive fines. It's a range of things. It's better education on cycling safety. It's better infrastructure, separated cycle lanes where possible. The minimum passing distance rule is a great addition to cycling safety. So fines aren't the main way of getting cycling safety. There are better methods.
I suppose that, but Ray, but just go back to the safety angle of it, you know, when you're talking about helmets, I mean, you speak to anyone who deals with brains, you know, and people smashing their heads, and you know, I've once heard the helmet referred to as a brain bucket. You know, it keeps it in there. Surely we want our cyclists wearing helmets.
Look, yes, we do. And as I mentioned, it's a range of things that are required for cycling safety. So, look, we don't really just want to concentrate on one item. We want to concentrate on the range of items that will increase rider safety.
Have you spoken with the New South Wales Minister, Duncan Gay, about this?
Not directly. We last met at the Road Safety Advisory Council a few weeks back. Just yesterday, we did meet with senior representatives from Transport for New South Wales and also senior police about this matter of enforcement and fines. And we're working on a range of items there that will help the situation.
Now, I would understand that what you were mentioning there, one of the other changes to the laws was the 1 metre passing legislation. Anecdotally, from, you know, riders you've spoken to, have you found that cars are being more considerate of cyclists on the road? Are they giving more space?
Well, in fact, the opinion's divided. Some riders are telling us, yes, it's great. You know, they're getting more distance and feeling safer. Unfortunately, there seems to be a small group maybe of motorists who are actually being quite abusive about things. And so we're hearing anecdotally that some riders are copping abuse from motorists, which is really unfortunate.
Now, you, Ray, obviously are a cyclist yourself. I was speaking to you off air and you were saying you're not jumping on the bike this morning, but you do most mornings on the way to work. What are the big concerns for you when you're out on the roads? What do you worry about?
Oh, you're always concerned about getting there safely. So if you're on the road, you're constantly aware of cars around you, and you're very aware of this. You ride defensively, you look at where you are on the road, what other cars are around you, you make certain the drivers actually do see you. A lot of drivers expect to see cars, they don't expect to see bikes. So you do try and make yourself very visible.
In regards to, you know, there are now fines for cyclists running red lights. You know, there has been an increase in fines there. What's your reaction to that?
Look, there's always been these laws. Bike riders have always been subject to the road rules. What has happened is that the level of fines has massively increased. And what we're seeing now is, with that level of fine increase, the number of fines issued has gone up by 56%. So the laws haven't changed. It's just the amount of the fine. And that's left us a little perplexed.
Is it political, do you think?
I think you should ask Mr. Gay that.
Fair enough. Ray Rice is with me. He's the CEO of Bicycle New South Wales. Talking about these increases in fines, you know, they're saying it's spinning out of control, as it were, as police have been cracking down, particularly on helmet use. So, Ray, what steps would you like to see forward? Look, we want to incentivize people to get on the roads. We want to get people out of their cars. How would you like us to move forward to incentivize people to get on the road, but do it in a safe manner?
Okay, again, it comes down to a few items. Better education on rider safety for all road users. We just want all road users to get home safely. And so we need to just inculcate that attitude of sharing the road. That person on the bike is, you know, somebody's mum or dad or brother or sister, and they want to get home safely. So we've got to have better attitudes on the road, and that comes through education. Now, secondly, the best thing to do in many areas is better infrastructure. Where you do have increased numbers of riders, put in a separated cycleway. That's the ultimate what we'd like to see. Unfortunately, the spending in New South Wales on infrastructure for bicycles is quite low at the moment, and we'd like to see that increased. That would increase the number of people cycling. That would be good for the community health. It would be good for the environment. It would be good for New South Wales.
Ray, I suppose one of the other major issues for a lot of people, and I'm sure they'd like to see fines in this area, is probably the Lycra. How do you feel about that?
Well, again, that's often raised. Look, some people wear Lycra. When you're out in a football field, you wear a football uniform. When you're doing sports or doing some things, you wear the appropriate wear. Now, some people find wearing Lycra appropriate for when they're riding a bike. It's comfortable. So I don't see why we should be typecasting cyclists by the clothes they wear. In fact, it's a bit of a cop-out. By typecasting them, we can say they're different and we can treat them differently. We should just treat them as road users and other people on the road.
Ray Rice, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Jamie.
All the best. That's Ray Rice there, CEO of Bicycle New South Wales. We're talking to me about these increased fines for cyclists as police are cracking down on things like cyclists not wearing helmets, running red lights. No word on the Lycra. I don't think he liked that one.